You know, Dalton, unusual struggle with command. You know, first inning just kind of unraveled on him a little bit. But when I took him out there in the fourth, you know, he mentioned he's got some bicep tightness right now. So we're going to do some evaluations, and we'll have more info for you on Friday.
Do you know, are there tests set up or anything like that for him?
Yeah, we're gonna definitely do some tests.
And then having Lou come in there in the sixth, you talked about sort of working with him to sort of try to regain his form and getting him back into somatics. Is that an opportunity where you see maybe help him sort of build back up?
Yeah, you know, in that situation, I needed to kill the inning, and you know, Lou's the best option there to come in. You know, we're trying to at this point at 15 games in 13 days, and guys have just been taxed; they're stressed, and you know, the reason we went to a position guy, you know, didn't want to have to do that, but also, you know, we got to protect our arms down there. And they've been working really hard. They've been doing a great job. So.
Yes, Barrera had two multi-hit games in this series and also the walk-off. It is a resurgence as a possible weapon for the future. It's one of the things to smile about, not a very good homestand.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Barrera continues to perform, and, you know, it's a good sign. You know, this organization has seen these flashes throughout his time here, and you know, it's good that he's getting more confidence. He looks like a mature you know, player that can definitely, you know, help this club and in the future.
Offensively, today and yesterday, collecting, you know, 12, 11 hits. Is that positive, just, you know, going onto the road now?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're seeing guys taking better at bats. You know, we focused on reducing our strikeouts, being more selective in zone. So all those things, I think, you know, taken away from these last couple of games, that those are positive signs. Guys are making adjustments, and you know, even there in the last inning, you see Tony Kemp turn on 101 mile an hour fastball and hit a line drive. So those are good signs.
You talked about not wanting to have to use a position player, but do you subscribe to the theory at all that, you know, putting him in there kind of lightens things up a little bit when you guys get in a plane and you're heading out?
I don't know how light it'll be, but yeah, no, I see where you're coming from. And, you know, from Pender's side, you know, my fear is we're competitors, and yeah, he gassed up on a couple pitches. I just, you know, my fear is getting him hurt. So, you know, I was more nervous that inning probably than I was the whole game.
I think it was 43.6 to 85.4.
That's a big gap, yeah. That's a big gap. And I was tempted to go out there and knew it wasn't the right situation, but I wanted to yell at him to, like, calm down, because I've seen guys go out there and gas it and get hurt. So I'm mm-hmm. just thankful he got off the mound and feels good.
Is sometimes a tough call because you're kind of giving up and, what was it, 6-7 runs, and maybe you think, hey, we could do this?
I mean, we're down 7 against that bullpen, yeah, this team, and I mentioned earlier, you know, our bullpen's taxed, and I, again, I'll repeat it, but we went through 15 games in 13 days, two doubleheaders in 4 days. These guys have pitched, you know, when they've been worked. They've taken the ball and gone out there. And, you know, we had 3 outs left in the game. And the protection of those guys, not wanting to get anybody hurt in that bullpen, they've done their job through these games, really outweighed, you know, kind of, or I should say, weighed in on that decision.
And the use of position players pitching, it's been practiced a whole lot more in the last couple, 3 years than – you know, when you play,
why
do you think that is?
Well, the bullpens are where the velocity is, and the bullpens are where the strength is. And when you get down, it's tough to come back in games. You know, and again, the velocity in the game, guys are working harder than they've worked, and injury is an issue. You see that, you know, pretty constantly. in the game right now. And, you know, I think that leads to managers trying to protect those guys. No one's, you know, in that dugout, everyone understands that, you know, those guys, those teammates down there are important part of this team, and protecting them is a priority.
Would you say win expectancy is much lower in this situation than it might have been 20 years ago?
Well, you can look at it, measure it all you want. The probability of coming back from seven runs is very unlikely in the ninth inning with three outs left.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah.